fact that 3 of 14 bothered to call and say I didn't know makes you wonder just how many other people out there don't know and don't want to call.
Exactly. Either that or they're stuck in traffic. Which you're going to tell us about, right?
Right now we've got an injury accident.
Okay. Hey, Paseo. Where are we going? Paseo.
That's okay.
You got a fix there?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, now you go for it now. It's your turn.
Thank you.
Okay, well, bye.
Eastwood traffic way at 435, an injury accident reported in, and the traffic this time brought to you by Transworld Airlines. 63rd and Paseo, it's a non-injury accident. Lee Summit north of 40 Highway, a fender bender reported in as well. And, of course, you want to look out for building up traffic on most of the major areas if you're trying to head out of town. A lot of people doing that this holiday afternoon. Transworld Airlines is now offering new convenient nonstop service to Washington, D.C. Call TWA today for flight times and reservation information. Nice traffic update. I'm Paseo P. Now more New Rock. Toad the Wet Sprocket on Kansas City's New Rock Alternative 107.3.
Starts here. This is the latest from the Cranberries, from their new CD, which is called To the Faithful Departed. It's free to decide. Kansas City's New Rock Alternative 107.3. Kansas City's New Rock Alternative 107.3, the latest from the Cranberries, free to decide. Good afternoon, my name is Jason Justice. With me in the studio right now, Bert Chalice.
Way to work that board, Jason.
Hey, wait, the song's over. He's a writer for The Tonight Show and Tony Boswell, as you can see him on Comedy Central every now and again. And they're at the Comedy Club of Overland Park tonight. But right now, they're on the radio, and you're listening to them.
That's right. That's right. It's great to be here. I mean, I come to the Kansas City area once in a while. Of course, the Comedy Club treat us very well. They have us staying in a really nice hotel, boy. It has a red roof and everything.
Really?
I stay in too many hotel rooms. Every comic does. Honest to goodness, this morning, the hotel maid knocked on my door, told me she had to come in and clean up. I said, sure. She came, took a shower, and left. So I'm dating her now. Turn her over to Tony. Traffic's crazy out there right
now. It is.
Man. There's a lot of traffic in this city. You'd think it was L.A. or something like that.
You guys like sailors? You got a girl in every port or in every comedy club?
Oh, that would be Tony.
That would be Tony?
Tony's the stud master over here, man. You know, I'm just a one-woman man. Still searching for it, too. So, yeah, the maid. Yeah, it's the maid now, the red roof maid.
Well, that's better than the maid having a red roof, I guess. If that means anything, I don't know.
Could. I don't know. But, let's write that down. That was funny.
There's some deep cerebral meaning in there that you have to really think about. And then it's funny.
Hey, did I park in the boss's space? I got right out front there, man. There's
I think maybe you did.
A bunch of Yugos out there.
But I think he took off.
No. The boss left early, though, because of the Boston Tea Party.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, the Boston Tea Party, which we all know was on July 4th.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly. which of course, launched Lipton.
They took the plunge.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the whole Tetley spinoff after the Boston Tea Party.
This guy knows way too much about tea.
He does, doesn't he? Pretty soon we're going to be on Ice Tea, the rappers, and then it's Ice Cube. And
all right, we'll talk to you guys a little bit more, but we've got some music coming up from, some Belly and the Refreshments by request. And we'll also get, speaking of tea, we've got refreshments.
Oh,
there
excellent.
You go.
We like those.
We'll also have some more traffic with Paseo so that he can tell you why you're stuck in traffic. That's up next on 107.3.
Four now as space is limited. That's 599-2044 now.
Traffic jams with Paseo Pete on 107.3.
Well, you still got that injury accident causing problems out on Eastwood Trafficway 435. Accident with injuries. Traffic brought to you by Southwestern Bell. Call notes. Other fender benders wrapping up 63rd and Paseo. Lee Summit just north of 40 Highway. Look out for the construction delays as well. And if you're heading through downtown, still have the same problems there. Starting on the west side of the loop southbound. Right lane gets taken out, then the right center lane as you make your way southbound on I-35 from about 20th on down toward the Southwest Trafficway. And if you do need to exit at Southwest Trafficway or 27th, and Broadway, make sure you hang to the left side, because if you get caught in that far right lane, you won't be able to exit. Hey, Kansas City, if you've been thinking about getting call notes, now's your chance to try it. Get call notes free until August 31st when you sign up now. Call 1-800-CALL-NOTES. Only from Southwestern Bell. Service available in most areas. That's Traffic Update. I'm Paseo Pete. Now more New Rock on Kansas City's New Rock Alternative 107.3.
So just how far down do you want to go? Well, we could...
Kansas City's New Rock Alternative 107.3, the Refreshments and Banditos. Good afternoon. My name is Jason Justice. In the studio with me right now, Bert Chalice and Tony Boswell, who are appearing at the Comedy Club in Overland Park. And Tony, you've been there for, I guess,
about 2 weeks in a row, held over by popular demand.
Yep. And then, Bert, you're going to be there for another week or so after
another
this.
Week or so, yeah. All held right. over by popular demand.
And of
you
course.
Know, just like Tony. I fit in.
The Comedy Club at Overland Park is at 105th and Metcalf, right behind Pier 1, which is a prime location.
Oh, it is. It is. We try to stay as hidden as possible, just to draw an eclectic kind of crowd.
We used to be behind Pier 37, but this is a much closer location.
Yeah, why do they call it Pier 1? There must be 2,000 of those places.
I have no idea. I
thought you'd have the answer for that, Jason.
I have no idea, but it's loud in the hall.
Yeah, it is. What's going on? A little July 3rd party going on out there? We are having refreshments.
We are. Jeez. Several of them. But if people want to go, and there's an age limit, right?
Yeah, 21 and older.
21 and older, because there is alcohol, sir.
Just don't get the jokes.
At least not mine.
Well, you're saying all the humor predates the 70s? Or?
Yeah. No, I reach back for some 60s kind of comedy, you know, some Woodstock stuff, and, you know, so we need some people over 21.
Lots of LSD jokes,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, yeah, okay. A lot of that stuff.
Basically, you have to remember Charlie's Angels and then everything else.
Yeah, everything else. Well, with a name like Boswell, Tony Boswell, you would think he would know about Charlie's Angels.
Of course.
He did such a great job on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
But we can give away some free passes to people that are interested in going, and they're 21 and over. All they need to do is dial 365-JOKE. How'd they manage to get that phone number? Was that just fate?
Is it 365 joke? Or is it three, okay. All right. Just want to make sure. I want to make sure I'm right.
Was it like a dry cleaner at one point, and they looked at the phone number and realized it was 365 joke and decided to become a comedy club? Is that what happened?
Yeah, it was just turned over in one day from dry cleaning. In by nine, out by five, and now it's a joke place.
Little do you know that you can have your pants pressed in between sets.
Right.
And put in those little plastic bags.
I'm sure that there is an innuendo in there somewhere, but I'm going to avoid that.
All right. Well, if you're 21 and over you and you'd like to go, call 365-JOKE, and they will set you up. In the meantime, we're going to get back into the new rock. We've got some music from Belly from their CD Star. This is Feed the Tree. Kansas City's New Rock Alternative 107.3. Bulletin, due to the sudden rush of calls to the Overland Park Comedy Club, the number has been changed to 385-JOKE. That is 385-JOKE. For those numerically impaired, 385-5653.
The Morning Head Rush with Jay Charles.
Today on The Morning Head Rush, we celebrated Sammy's one-week anniversary at the station by reading her fan mail on the air.
Dear Sammy, I've really enjoyed hearing you on the radio this week. You're very, very funny. And I'm sure you're attractive as well.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
That's really nice. In fact, I'd very much like to take your pants off and
hey!
Let me open up the second one here. Dear Sammy, we're pleased to find you employed on the Morning Head Rush. Okay, all right. We'll begin garnishing your wages immediately. Sincerely, the A1 Collection Agency.
Maybe just proofread like the first couple lines before you read
it. I will. Believe me, I will. Dear Miss Sammy. Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you.
My name is Cody, and I'm 8 years old. I'm sick and in the hospital, and listening to you helps me feel better. Oh, thank you, Cody. I think you're cool. I think you are funny. I think I'd like to take your pants off and...
Hey, now! You are invited to become an obsessive fan tomorrow morning, 5:30 to 9.
Jay Charles on the Morning Head Rush. Weekdays on 107.3.
You want it. I want it.